Welcome to the Smoking Area Podcast. This is your safe space on night out, the place we go to put the world to rights, you console that girl you found crying in the bathroom. Disclaimer, we're not professionals, but we've been through a lot of shit.
Hi everybody, welcome back once again. Another week, another instalment, and another shit talk with me and my bitch, Faith. Hiya, babe.
Hiya, babe. How are you?
Come on. Last time we spoke, you were going to...
Buddy. How was it? The best time ever. I paid 20 euros for a peep.
Elaborate.
So we went to Moulin Rouge. Absolutely amazing show. Was everything I could ask for. There was a woman completely naked in a tank of snakes.
Oh, God.
Spinning them around. They piled on the champagne. So me being me, a lightweight, I was incredibly drunk. So they kicked us out at like...
Was it you with the snakes? Was it you arriving around?
It was me in the tank, babe, with the snakes. It wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't be the first time you writhed around with a couple of snakes, would it?
So we got kicked out. I actually got kicked out, like it finished. Oh, we walked outside, got in a taxi, cold air hit me, and I was like, I need a wee. So we got the taxi to pull over in next to a bar, and the taxi guy said, they'll not just let you use a toilet, you need to like pay for a drink
or
something.
Yeah, you've got to buy for, it's sort of public service.
Got 20 euros, went inside, and he asked me, where are you going? I said, I need to pay. And he said, you need to pay for something, like a Coke's like 3 euros something. So me being a pisshead, just handed him 20 euros, had a pee and walked out, and broke a nail while doing it.
Oh, so you had to pay for the privilege of breaking a nail, and you didn't even ask for your change, you daft cow.
No, because I was too drunk. But apart from that, it was the most loveliest time. Paris is absolutely stunning. The Eiffel Tower is stunning. It's a lovely place. I had a wonderful time.
Oh, I'm absolutely chuffed to bits. Well, I've had gout in my left foot. So moving on from that... I took a long weekend from work. I left Friday, Monday off. Got struck down with me rheumatoid arthritis flaring up and got gout in my big toe.
So literally, how old are you, babe?
Shut up. I was bedbound for literally Friday through Monday. And I've still got a limp, as you've seen yourself.
I'm walking with a limp. You do look like a grandma.
I always look like a grandma. It's these bags under my eyes tell the stories that I've been through, all my experiences. I'm weathered like a leather setting, but a really old one. Reddit random of this week. I've not read the Reddit, so bear with me because this is going to be... I was like, that'll do. That will do.
Love
so,
it.
The title, my girlfriend thinks it's embarrassing to be dating me over a TikTok I sent. Now, can we just say, a lot of my conversations recently have been about how social media literally does ruin people's perception of people that they once liked. Everyone's a bit ridiculous online, aren't they?
Yeah.
Everyone's a little bit embarrassing. Like me the most, I was going to say me included, me the most, me the example of just be yourself. Why are we such idiots on the internet and we wouldn't dream of behaving like such a twat in real life? Anyway, let's get into the Reddit random. Me, age 20, and my girlfriend, age 21, babies, have been together for almost a year, 11 months now. Okay, substantial amount of time. Today, I sent her a TikTok with the caption, me and my dad, to be funny. It was showcasing a scene of a guy getting into trouble with his girlfriend to his dad because he liked another girl's picture on Instagram. And then what was supposed to be the funny part was the dad started telling him he shouldn't and then asked to see the picture. And then he got in trouble with his wife too, because he liked the picture. So it's just a funny TikTok.
I don't get it.
So he sent it to his... Oh, babe, it's not that difficult. He sent it to his girlfriend, saying, me and my dad, lol. And the actual video itself is a guy being shouted at by his girlfriend, why you liked her picture? And the dad saying, you shouldn't do that. Let me see the picture. And then the dad said, oh, I like that. And then he's got in trouble with his wife. It's obviously a setup TikTok, one of these things. After sending this, she tells me that it means to me that me and my dad are low-quality men and it's embarrassing to her to be dating someone that thinks a TikTok like this is funny. And now she wants to see my activity on TikTok and on TikTok and Instagram because she thinks that this means I'm liking other people's pictures and discussing it with my dad. What shall I do?
Well, tell her to get over herself.
Dump her.
Yeah.
If no, she that's don't like...
I think that's dumb. I think it was a funny TikTok. It wasn't meant to be serious or like have any underlying thing that that's what he does. I like funny relationship things, like when the girl like gobs at a boy or like the boy gobs at the girl for wearing something too short. Like, it's just funny. Like, she needs to just whack out and calm down.
Number one, I don't like any of those type of Tic Tacs. I think it's just ridiculous. I prefer the orange and lemon and lime ones, the orange and green ones. They were absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, the orange Tic Tacs were amazing, weren't they? Do we still do them?
Yeah, they do. Just like take me back to a time where it was a Tic Tac and not a TikTok. I can't be asked. I would use it for the podcast, but not interested. And also, if you're sending it to your girlfriend needs to have a sense of humour. It's true. I use it because needs must, but it's mind numbing. It's like brain cancer. It's like
TikTok.
I don't go on it unless we're posting. I like making them, but that's because I like having a little boogey. But just scrolling aimlessly through everybody else's bullshit for me is like,
oh yeah.
Next, dumper. She ain't got a sense of humor. She don't like your sense of humor. She thinks you and your dad are creeps. She doesn't trust you. Bin her off and find someone who likes your shitty sense of humour and your shitty Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs.
That's literally all I've got to say on the matter. That's very deep, very meaningful, moving. I believe that we have been sent a juicy dilemma. Well, not juicy because it's someone's real life. Do you want to?
Yes, let me grab it now. 2 seconds.
I could have done that before, couldn't you?
What
were you doing before this call when we were preparing for this episode? You were laid in the dark watching TV. I could see the TV reflection through your glasses. And then you quickly ran and put the lights on. But I saw you. I caught you.
Yeah, I was watching. I was eating my pasta. And I was watching TV.
What were you watching?
I was watching the new game show Cheat on Netflix with Danny Dyer.
Oh, is he all right? Because last time I saw him, we were getting dragged out to see on EastEnders Chrissy Specs. Is he all right?
You were getting dragged out to see.
Yeah, his character in EastEnders disappeared. Janine Butcher drove him up the cliff and he's gone. We don't know if he's alive, if he's dead, if he's started a new life in France, because clearly that'd be easier thing to do than just call home and say, actually, I survived. Yeah, come on, dilemma.
Anyway, okay, dilemma. So a guy sent this in to us. I just broke up with my partner. I found out he had been cheating on me. I never noticed anything, but his most recent test turned out positive for 2 STDs.
Shit.
Whilst I was... he was negative. Thank God for that. The issue here is, one, he's in complete denial and won't admit that anything happened on the side, even though his second test turned out positive too. And then in brackets, we were in an exclusive relationship. So they decided that they weren't going to be with anybody else. And number two, we weren't using protection. So my health was at risk. That's horrible. As I said, I never noticed anything suspicious. I'm worried moving forward. And the same thing could happen to me again with the next guy. Basically, I don't know what signs I missed. That is vile. That poor guy. I feel so sorry for him. That's disgusting.
That is horrible. I'm not sure what is meant by what signs I missed, because unless you're checking up on someone, a cheat is always going to be, is always going to try and be as smart as they can. Sometimes you can catch them out. Sometimes there are signs. I think there are more signs when they're emotionally cheating. So they become more withdrawn from you. And the connection that you used to have starts to disappear and you start to question their behaviour. You get that feeling, don't you, deep inside yourself, like things aren't the same. I'm not getting the same affection, the same attention. We're not texting as much. We're not picking up the phone as much. We're not making as much effort for date night. All the usual red flags start to appear. But I think if it's just sexually cheating, unless you're there and observing maybe the guilt or someone's behaviour shifting after, if you've got it in you to cheat, you've got it in you to be able to be brazen-faced and pretend that you haven't and carry on as normal, because you have to be heartless to do that in the first place to somebody else on somebody else's time, I think. You didn't really miss any signs. I don't think there are any signs to miss. It's shit. It happens. But you just have to get over it. Like, don't even attempt to want to be back with this person.
No.
I'd be done. At that point, that's it. You made your decision. You've made your bed. Now go and lay in it with everybody who's infested to give you illness. You've nearly risked my health by being dishonest. What I would do in the future is I would continue to use protection regardless.
Yes.
And if that became an issue, I'd say, well, I've been hurt in the past, and I'm not saying you're going to do that, but it's just going to take me a little bit of time. And if anybody cares about you, they will understand that 100%. As for being afraid to get into something moving forward, well, you can't do that. That's not fair. You can't judge other people on somebody else's behaviour. It's just not fair. And if you're damaged by it, then be single until you're ready to be over that. But if you are worried about what's going to happen next and you have that fear, you're not in a, you need to be by yourself. You're not in a position to start looking for anything else, because you're just going to transfer that trauma onto the next person, and it's not fair. We've all been there where we're getting accused of something because of somebody else's past, and, they're hurt and their baggage. It's not our baggage to carry. So unless you're willing to trust someone 100%, the saying is, if you don't have to trust, you don't have anything. Is that the saying? Without something trust, you've got nothing. Yes, something like that. I think it's true, though. Unless you can trust somebody else, be by yourself. Or wait until you find that person that restores that faith and gives you the ability to trust again. That's all I've got.
No, that's kind of with me, always use protection, unfortunately. They could be the most nicest person in the world, and unfortunately you think you might trust them, but people cheat. People do cheat, and people cheat with scruffy people. And like you said, it's your health at the end of the day. It's not just a broken heart. You've got a broken
dick. That's the thing. It's not even emotional cheating. It's not like a relationship has formed and that person's decided to move on. They've fallen for somebody else. That does happen. You know, nobody is the same when they get together as they are 6 months, 6 years, 16 years down the line. People change, you know, in friendships, in relationships. So if you're cheating in that capacity, it might not be that they're just going with tramps and scruffy people. However, if you're cheating just for the sexual sake of it, it's probably a hookup. It's probably on a night out. It's probably off of a dating app, the hookup app. It's not going to be the cleanest of people, is it? But I'm not being, you know, disrespectful and detrimental. I'm sure there are a lot of people who are promiscuous who do take care of their sexual health. But in this case, clearly not. Or you wouldn't have two tests positive. So if you lay down with dogs, you're going to stand up with fleas. Stop being a filthy bastard. And actually, you deserve knob rot for what you've done. I hope it goes green and falls off.
He's a fucking idiot, isn't it? Because he's clearly used unprotected... He's had unprotected sex.
Yep.
In denial, saying that he hasn't done it, so he's guilty of it. So
hasn't even got the balls to admit. Yeah. Hasn't even got the balls to say, yeah, you know what, I've been caught out. And still, there's no decent... This person never cared about you. Because even to be caught, to still lie in your face, instead of saying, fuck, yeah, I did. I'm so sorry. It was a mistake. They clearly probably was going to do it again. If they weren't caught out, it would have been a repeat thing. And how many times did it happen? Because two positive tests...
How many
people
do
you have to sleep with to get... Exactly. You know what I mean? There wouldn't have even been a second test. As soon as I saw a positive test, and I know that I'm clean and we're exclusive, I wouldn't have even entertained the conversation. Your clothes would have been in the bath, covered in bleach. I would have strangled your pet ferret. I would have rubbed my bum all on your pillowcase to give you pink eye.
Oh my God.
Put you on blast. I would send a picture of your green, moldy cock to everyone in your phone book, bulk text it and then left, and then threw a grenade back and let the explosion blow up as I walk away without even looking back. That's what
fucking
I would have done.
Love it. What's worse for you when you're right? Someone having someone cheating, just for sex, like a hookup, or cheating emotionally? Which one would you say is worse?
Sex is worse, and a lot of people say emotional affairs are worse. I think sex is worse, because if it meant nothing, what was the fucking point? You've jeopardized everything that's supposed to mean something between us for an empty. Could you have not had a wank in the fucking bathroom basin over a bit of X-tube or Pornhub? Do you know what I mean? There's not really an excuse. We've all got urges and needs that maybe aren't being met emotionally, because things that, like, you know, we've talked about this before. I might not be in the mood to give it to you, and I know you still need an empty. So unless I'm willing to swallow my pride and swallow your sprinkle juice, then
sprinkle juice. Where did that come from?
I don't know. I wanted to say spoogizicum, but sprinkle juice came out.
Spoogizicum. Yeah.
If I can't do it, then I'm going to turn a blind eye at your browsing history and let you do what you need to do. But you don't need to go and stick it in someone else. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And if someone cheats emotionally, well, they're falling for another person, and I can forgive that. If they want to go and pursue that, and you've just drifted apart and they've met someone else, well, It's not, I don't own your feelings and I don't own your heart. Uh-huh. Two people choose to be together. And if that's not there anymore for you, let me know.
Yeah.
And you go and be with that person and have a good crack at it. It's good. I think emotional cheating hurts more, but I can accept more long term because...
I agree with that.
The sexual one, I'd just be like, why? And then if we ever tried to, I would never try to carry on. But if you did, I'd be like, you've been in someone else. Are you thinking about someone else while you're in me? What did they moan like? What did they feel like?
Yeah.
Like, no, not for me. I would be done and dusted. Kippers and custard, darling.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree with that. Emotionally, you can kind of get away. Not get away with it, but you can kind of understand, like, they like someone else. I wasn't for them. It's shit.
Yeah.
Just to fuck, it's just... What's the fucking point?
Why jeopardise our feelings for an empty... It's just a wank with no hands, isn't it, in that case? Because you're just doing it for needs most, for the physicality of it. No, I'm not down with that. So, yeah, I'd just say, in future, you didn't miss any signs. You've got to learn to love again. You've got to learn to trust. And you've got to at least try. And if you can't do that, stay by yourself for a little while, darling. Learn to crochet or write some haikus. Do you know what I mean? Bake some bread. Bake some banana bread. We all did that in the Panny D. Bake some banana bread.
Perfs. Beautiful, babe.
Perfs. Oh, I think that were a short and sweet one. I think I'm done. You're done. Lovely. Right. Well, on that note. Lovely. On that note,
the face is your pulling.
I've been Benji. She's been Faith. Dicking around the door, doing while we're bedbound, we gout. Thank you so much for joining us. Connect with us on said TikTok site. Connect with us on Instagram. Send us your dilemmas. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.